Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Pretty simple. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Because there's no way you can come in contact with the living God and don't tell anybody about it. It's just like you have the cure for cancer and you're sitting on it. You won't tell anybody. We know you wouldn't do that. Let's say, for example, you got some great news. That's what the gospel means, good news. Whenever you got good news, what do you want to do?
Spread it.
Tell it. Exactly. But if you're not telling anybody something, what does that mean?
You're hiding it from them and yourself.
You're hiding it from them. Boy, that's good. I like the way he included it. You're hiding it from them and yourself because you don't have it. You don't have it. So Jesus Christ gives this answer and says, the Father, which in heaven has revealed it unto thee. Wow, man. That makes you want to shout right there. I tell you, I want to jump. Because the Lord has revealed it. So man, I tell you, when I accepted Jesus Christ, what a day that was. And then the Lord, whenever He calls you, He equips you.
Yes, He does.
Amen.
Whenever He calls you, He equips you. That's my phone's off. Make sure I turn it off. So what has the Lord equipped you with right there?
Amen.
What has the Lord equipped you with? Has the Lord equipped you with His Word? That's what He's equipped you with. Now, I want to go to verse 18. Now, listen to this. Because this is where the Catholic Church gets off base here. It says, "And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." And listen to this. "And the gates of hell should not prevail against it." Wow, so the Catholic Church thought Jesus was directing this to Peter. But no. So they think Peter was the first pope, and now we got the pope now, so they think that he is a representation for Christ. This is crazy. Because it's very clear. You know, there's some scholars. I'll just give you a little bit of background. Peter means a little rock or a stone. Actually, it means a stone. But the rock means Christ. So what we're saying here, Jesus is saying here, what is that rock He's talking about? He's talking about the profession that Peter just made in the previous verse. And that profession that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the rock that Jesus Christ will build His church on. Not Peter, but on the confession that the Father revealed unto Peter that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and that He is the Son of the living God. That is the rock. That is the foundation that the church is built upon. So there's a scripture here. I'll give it to you real quick. I got three scriptures here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10 says this, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." So the Spirit is going to search the deep things of God and bring those things out. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3:11 says this, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." That tells us pretty simple that Jesus Christ is the foundation, not Peter. So, and Peter makes a profession about Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church. It's pretty simple. And here's Colossians 1:18. Listen, I think this brings it home too. "And He is the head of the body." The church. That's the body we're talking about. The church. Jesus Christ, He's the head. And it says, "Who was in the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things might have the preeminence." Wow. So that rock is the profession that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.